Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the War Master Podcast, episode 100.
100, yes indeed, listeners. So today's title is simply 100. And we have a range of things to talk about, and yeah, it should be quite an interesting show.
Okay, well, episode 100, I never thought we'd make 100.
No?
But then I thought we never thought we'd make 10, really.
Well, there you go. I mean, like, I agree with you, like, we shouldn't have procrastinated on trying to fuss over what an episode 100 should be. Let's just record.
I've seen
it.
People take months to try and do an episode 100. Silly, yeah, it's only a number. Yeah. And as Paul always says, you get it for free.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, it's worse than that. We pay for it.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to pay to make this thing happen.
Yeah, not much, but we do.
Like, you should owe me that not much, but I'll take off your bill. Anyway, so we're going to kick off in the wide world of Paul.
Yep.
It's been a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean...
But busy summer holiday week. So
busy summer holiday weeks, yeah. So in terms of modelling and gaming, I got my Game of Thrones Kickstarter arrived. And yep. That proved to be quite a deal, really. So
I think we talked about that on last time.
Yeah. So, and I tried a game of it. And, with a guy from down the club, George, and we just played with the contents out of the box and had a crack at it. It plays quite well, actually. Okay. It's quite simple. Yeah, it wouldn't take very long to play a competitive game of it, if you came to it ready to go. And it essentially, it's Warhammer Lite, I would describe it as, because your units are set sizes. So in terms of army building, as a lot of the decision is taken away from you because your cavalry are 4 models strong, you can't.
Okay.
They can't be anything different. Your infantry are 12 models strong. You can't be anything different.
Okay.
But that does solve a lot of problems because it allows for exact measurements from units. Like, because they organize, like War Master, they organize a set space. Because in War Master, it's 3 bases. So this Game of Thrones game, this is the base.
Okay, so one of the most interesting differences between, say, Rune Wars, which I've looked at recently, and it's a bit like this, but like a different skin.
More fantasy.
A different skin on it.
Yeah.
Rune Wars is a bit more fantasy skinned, but I take it it's not got X-Wing style movement. I take it it's got normal movement.
When you activate, it's I go, you go. Not whole turns, but individual units activate.
When you
activate a unit, they can do a range of different things.
So how do you decide who goes first? Just the dice roll? There's no hidden...
In the future, I could definitely see attachments or NPC characters allowing that. But there's a set tactics board. But when you activate a unit, they can do various different things. Most of that involves, if it's combat, marching and charging.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the charge is old school wheeling?
They just do pivoting. They don't do wheeling. So wheeling doesn't exist. It's simply in your movement, like your various movement options, you pivot, move, pivot.
Anybody can pivot, move, pivot?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's a lot of movement. What, limited the amount of pivot or full pivot?
No, you could be a 180 if you wanted it to be. You charge only in a straight line. You can't pivot.
No pivot at all?
No, not until you just charge straight forward. If you make con, so in a way you have to set up the charge the turn before. Unless the opponent straight.
There's no movement at all in the charge. A dead straight line.
Well, there's your movement plus a various dice.
Like beam.
Yeah.
A beam weapon.
And if you make contact, you're in combat, and then you realign to unit.
Yeah, like slide left or right or whatever.
Because the way they've done it is you can be flush or to the left or to the right. If you're to the left or to the right, it allows another unit to attack that unit, but also you to be attacked, because all the units are set bases.
Okay.
Yeah. And what it does really well is it's essentially a very medieval, what is Game of Thrones? It's mostly guys with swords. But it is
dragons.
They ain't in it yet. But
dead necromancers.
But all the NPC characters, like, there's tons of them. And so there's loads of variation in army building in terms of your support staff. And all of the characters, it's from the books, there's so many names in it already.
Yeah, a lot of names.
And some of them are really colourful. Like, you can have the High Sensual as a free NPC, and all he does, no points, all he does is he's watching the battle, and whoever wins gets to tell anybody else the result, as in how the game was. That's it. That's literally. And there's another one, which is maimed Jaime Lannister, which is, so it's a, you know, it's Jaime Lannister when he's caught and has his hand cut off.
Yep, yep, yep.
So you buy him as an attachment to your army list for a, like a point or something, and you attach him into an enemy's unit, and he's damaging that unit, but he's worth victory points himself. So like he's, if you, so it, it's cool because it's like if you capture him back, you gain victory points. If you don't, you lose victory points. And, you know, you don't really get scoring for killing enemy units. Like, in, there's five modes of play, and most of they involve, like, take this position of the battlefield, that kind of thing. And I thought, when we played it, like, all six-turn games, and I thought, oh, the first turn was just approach, because you're out of range. And I thought, oh, is 6 turns going to be enough time to actually cut through units? And, yeah, it does. When things make contact, there's a lot of death, very quickly, there's a lot of death. Yeah, so even tough units, like, they don't last that long. Because all the models are wound markers, and you can replace wounds. The tactics board allows generic, like, choose that tactic, regenerate some wounds, or get another move, that kind of thing. Double activation.
Sounds interesting enough, but you sold half of it off already.
Well, no. So what I did was, it's a lot of models in a faction. You know, like, and what I did was, is I would play... I mean, I tried it, I liked it, but I was like, I wasn't, like... I'll pull that open when we talk about it. Yeah, I wasn't like, oh, this could be a good game system, like when it's got a lot more out. But I'd only want to have one faction, and I'm the Lannisters. There's loads, like in War Machine, there's plenty of, for what the game is, there's more, one faction gives you more than enough scope, you know, for like variation of play. So and there's Facebook groups already for this game, and so I sold the Starks off. And so I paid, what, 120 for the Kickstarter. I've made £90 from the Starks. So, you know, that's not a bad deal, if you ask me.
Making money. Always making money. Right, so what else have you been doing, fella?
Well, painting. I've been cracking on with your commissioned, you know, like, ogres. And
yeah.
Right now I have finished all the characters, a whole set. Two lead belchers, two Rhinox riders, four Iron Guts, two units of bulls, another two units on the table here. So I'll start then doing it to your specifications to have your army ready.
Okay, cool beans.
Yeah, which is cool.
Cool beans. Mm-hmm. And you weren't at the club last week? That was the Game of Thrones.
And okay. Also behind you, I've painted a kill team. I've painted some Gene Sealer cult models up for a kill team game coming up, which was, nice to do.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Right, what else has been happening in my world? I haven't been doing much over on Barry Land. We've got the kids on holiday, so that's always a bloodbath.
Football camp.
Builders are back.
Yep.
And as is
building
the
a trench.
As is the building a trench.
Yep.
But the only interesting thing that's happened, I had a friend who celebrated his 21st birthday, who plays at my Magic Club, and he became a pro at Magic. Bronze pro. It's only bronze. Yeah, I mean, there's four
two
levels,
other levels.
Four levels.
Oh, what's above gold?
Platinum.
Oh, right. Okay.
Platinum, that's for, like, Hall of Famers.
Uh-huh.
Because they have, like, a Hall of Fame.
Oh, I did have something. I have also played a game of Flames of War. You know, like, because it's been
another
two
one?
Nights. Yeah. Oh, did
Anthony.
I always talk about the first one? Yeah. You know, I mentioned that one. Did I already mention that one?
I don't know. I think that was the one...
I probably already mentioned it. Yeah, carry on.
Was it good?
Yeah, you know, I really
did he bring
it.
A tiger?
Oh, yeah.
You know, did he really? Because I think he predicted he was going to bring a tiger and call him Fluff.
Of course he brought a tiger. Because he can't not bring a tiger. Because it's Anthony. You know, like... But it was...
Did he win?
He did, but it didn't... You know, it was very tight. You know, I was using a borrowed American armoured rifle company. You know, so... And, I've placed in a few bits. You really don't need much models for...
Well, not if you're using Tiger.
So I've got... I'm going to do a little Brit force, you know, to, like, play a few games with.
I think they would have been good in World War II if they'd have had a bit more time and more Tigers.
Ooh, what?
Tiger tanks.
Tiger tanks, yeah.
But they came a bit late to
came
the party.
A bit late in the day. Yeah, you know, like, not enough numbers.
Okay, so that was good. We got... quite a bit to talk about in the week in Warmaster land.
Yeah.
So it's a new little section we've got, like, after Paul's World. Excellent party time.
Yeah, well, you have that letter to read out.
Oh, is this coming in this section? The week in Warmaster?
Yeah. Well, no,
I was putting this in our 100th anniversary special.
Okay, yeah, we'll
edition,
do that. Yeah, we'll do that.
Later on. Paul's loving wife. And
we've got fan mail.
Fan mail. I mean, it's Paul's third wedding anniversary today.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So congratulations on that, fella. That's number halfway, nearly halfway to the itch.
Yeah.
Or whatever this. So we've got a letter from a fan.
Yeah, a fan.
Not anonymous.
Yeah.
But on the back it says, for opening today.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do that. So the week in Warmaster Land, there was a couple of things happened. Some of them quite important.
Yeah,
Alish,
yeah, yeah.
Alish, the man, the machine,
yeah,
the legend,
yeah.
Has pumped out the fully fledged issue one army list book.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just there. It's done.
It's done.
Although there are obviously there've been some like teething issues spelling and punctuation
blah blah blah.
So stuff that'll be cleaned out, and there'll probably be 1.1 quite soon.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To clean out those things, and I think he's done some work on the compendium as well.
Yes, he has.
There's a new version of that out.
Yeah, but I think as I understand it, it's just grammatical. Things, isn't it? Like, it's not. I don't think there's anything significant in there.
I think there's just some optional rules there. There was some. We were talking about leader experiences for campaigns and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So that's fantastic news. The flip side of that is now the reason the War Master Rules Committee has now ended.
Yeah, basically. I mean, so Barry put up a post to let's move this to the Specialist Games Forum and archive this on
Specialist Arms.
Specialist Arms Forum.
One day you'll get it right.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah, obviously that's a good idea. But there is two other armies we'd like to do, though they don't need much work, and that's Nippon and Cathay.
And again, that would probably be better done at this stage in the open.
Okay. Well,
I reckon. In all honesty, the year we spent with the rules committee was just to get the job done.
Yeah, yeah.
Not rush it, but just make sure it happened in a year, not 10 years.
I don't think it's happened. I don't think it's been rushed at all.
But it needed to happen sooner rather than later, while there was some impetus,
which is done,
which has been done. So fantastic.
Yeah.
So there's no need. It wasn't like some secret, hidden.
No.
Place
no.
for any other reason other than to keep it focused and get it done. So now it's got done. Maybe we'll just publish the whole forum and then it can just be like a living record.
I think that's the best way to do it. It's just then it's there if anybody wants to read it. You know, like, and it can just as a document. This is what we gathered together to do. This is what we produced. This is what we decided.
Yeah, fantastic. So I think everything's going to move down. I mean, Alice has got his own section on the Specialist Arms Forum where it's
Warmaster Revolution. So that's where it should live.
Yeah, and that's where all the discussion is going to be going forward. So there is no hidden curtain now. Everything's out in the open, and it will be done on that forum. And Alice is the man that will be doing the vast majority of it, as he has been all along.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Alice.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks to everybody who did contribute to the rules.
Yeah, I mean, we should. Yeah, very proud of it. Like I say, having run some Warmaster events and played in them, it's just a lovely game for that. Yeah, as an organised, this is a war game. Like, I really felt playing in Scotland that I was like, this is a proper war game that I'm playing. You know, it's great.
Mm. Done with best interests at heart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No commercial marketing shenanigans going on.
No, money, mixed agendas because we've got shares in some company or something.
Well, I have 100% share in some company, for full disclosure. Okay, so that's good. Well, Warmaster Rules could be shutting down. Army lists have been released. And then we had a contact from a gentleman called Jan.
I'm just going to open up the laptop.
Who is a sculptor extraordinaire.
Yes, he is.
And you're going to hear Paul's laptop, which has got like a...
No, it'll only be to...
Yeah, yeah,
to
so you might hear a bit of fan action. It's funny how all laptops are so noisy fan-wise. Yeah. I've got one that I have to wear headphones, it's so loud. So and he owns Laren miniatures,
yes,
I believe, and he's
so similar to yourself, Barry. Like, he,
well, not similar to myself,
not
because he's actually
about the opposite of you.
He's actually a guy with some talent,
yeah,
and he's actually sculpting them himself, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So okay, so good news is it's been funded. You know, like
there was never any doubt, really.
Yeah, but so only 11 backers have raised the €1,000 he needed to make it exist.
Yeah.
So it's been done.
And he's doing what they call
the Unseen.
Unseen.
10 miniature miniatures. I'm reading off this website. It's on Indiegogo, which is, you know, obviously if it funds, it goes live. If it doesn't fund, nobody loses money.
What's the date on the closing on
19
this?
19 days left.
19 days. Okay, yeah, so today is the 15th.
So you got into next month.
Yeah, into September, early
September. So it's a full line of 10 mil miniatures for Fantasy War Game by Laren Miniatures. Project owner is Yann Horan from Marseille in France. He's had 3 campaigns in the past. And it says, help me create and produce a full range of 10 mil miniatures to wargame with. I'm just reading out what he's saying here. After sculpting and using the previous campaign in the Dark Ages of 2014 to produce my first range Evil Men miniatures, for my love of 10mm only grew, you can always look here at Labyrinth Miniatures, and that's where he sells 10mm range, which is a good Chaos range.
Yeah, for sure.
I since connected with a bunch of 10mm enthusiasts playing fantasy games in 10mm, and I produce more minis thanks to financial participation from the members of the Mini Hanner group in Facebook, which is a people who play fantasy with miniature models.
Eighth Ed.
Thank you very much, etc., etc. And now, the Unseen. I propose to bring these evil locusts with core units, characters, monsters, war machines, and more. The range, description, and pricing. And he basically runs down the Skaven army list.
Not Skaven, sir.
What?
Unseen.
Unseen, yeah, but like that's what... It's an alternative Skaven.
Yeah, alternative Skaven.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, various prices and what he's including. And then he gives artwork to how they are, and produced models, you know, and there it is. So basically, if you wanted to do a Skaven range, and this is an alternative range of models you could use, they look very nice. And especially because the whole army could be done in it, you know, like, especially like this great Avatar model, which is, looks like a great, you know, like a, you know, a big version of their models. And he's I think he's covered most of the bases, if not all of them, as in terms of what I need. And he's got some paste examples, from two different miniatures painters, and looks very nice.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
But as it's funded, like, it means the range will exist. So it's going to be there.
He's a guy that's already produced stuff, so he's going to produce it. His stuff's good.
In Warmaster, his Evil Men miniatures range is great. So there it is.
Okay, so if you ever thought about getting yourself a Ratman army or whatever...
This is the way to do it.
I don't know what the pricing is. I haven't looked at it that detailed.
Should I read it out?
If you want, yeah.
Okay, so 10 euros just helps. 35 euros, or 35 credits, it says. 33 euros, it's a call to arms. There's various pledges in. So I'll just run down. Like a warrior pack, which is 20 assorted one-hand weapons with shields, banner and musician included for 5 euros.
That's pretty good. Might need a couple of packs to make a unit, I guess.
Depending on how many you want on a base. You know, like...
Yeah, or maybe two packs of three units. Yeah. Or three packs of two
five,
units.
So all the man-sized infantry models are at 20 models in a pack of 5 euros. There you go. And then there's
some... That's pretty good value.
So some bigger stuff, you know, like characters and bigger packs, etc. The Avatar, Wheel of Misfortune, multi-purpose frame, Ra Trolls, which are, you know, your Raugs. You know, like, and there's various backings, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we'll try and mention this maybe on the next episode as well, while the Kickstarter's live, or Indiegogo's live.
What's particularly good about, this as a range, is that Skaven came quite late in the day to Warmaster. They are very pricey on it.
Very, very pricey.
You know, too pricey. And this, if I didn't have a Skaven army, this is exactly what I would do.
Well, the biggest problem with it is how many units of bloody Skaven you need and how expensive they are. So it's like, I need like 15 units of Clan Rats. Oh my God, how much are they each?
His two other previous Indiegogo ranges have been the Evil Men, and he's also done a 28mm scale models range as well.
Okay. Well, fantastic. He's a very good sculptor. I highly recommend you look at it.
I have some of his Evil Men.
Yeah, so have I.
Here right now. So.
Oh, don't have a bag like that.
No, that's something different. But like, there is a.
I think Jim sent me some, somebody sent me some.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very nice, very nice. Sir.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
So we're back now and we're going to do a little bit of stuff around our 100th episode questionnaire, which is how I thought we'd celebrate the 100 episodes. Oh. I know.
Is that because you're just negative?
No, because I thought what we should do and how to make it different, I thought, we could maybe get some of the listeners involved.
Yeah.
Maybe even get you involved. Okay. So I just decided one night after having a beer, that's what I'm going to do, and I just posted up, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's democracy all over for you.
I'm glad I was involved.
I love the post on Facebook? Should I send it?
Should I do this?
So we're going to obviously answer those questions as well. Mm-hmm. And Paul's going to shut down his laptop in a minute so it doesn't buzz.
I do have something else to mention, just about events. Like, so there's been some...
Janus
has been putting a lot of focus on Warmaster events for 2019. So we can finish with that.
Okay, good.
It's there, ready to go.
Right, mm-hmm. Go to sleep, noisy laptop. Right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is this Warmaster podcast, The Man Cave, My House letter that was waiting for me. We're going to read it live on air, so hopefully it's nothing too bad.
Too risque. The power of editing can be applied.
It's a very nice envelope. Here we go. Right. It starts with about the third anniversary. See, I knew it was the third wedding anniversary.
I don't know what it's about.
You've not read this?
No, I've not read it.
Oh, my God! It could be a divorce.
Well, it's a hell of a way to find out.
Please take this. A serving of the divorce. Right. Dear War Master Podcast.
Yeah.
Please, can you wish Paul a happy third wedding anniversary?
A bit personal.
I guess it could get a lot worse. Yeah, yeah. This is from your wife, so I guess.
I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure it is. He's not wishing me. He is lucky not to be working today.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And has planned a lovely day for himself. In capital letters, with three exclamation marks, just to make sure.
Read it out then.
You really want me to go through? Okay. So he's planned a lovely day for himself.
Yep.
Okay. AM, recording geeky podcast in the man cave.
That's a bit, personal attack, I would say. Are we geeky?
Yes. Well, I mean, how else could you describe it?
All right, go on.
Manly, we're all like working out down here, aren't we? Like, pumping weights and firing in steroids. Yep. No, all it's right. Geeky. Lunch, the meal fairy will no doubt provide something.
She's pretty good at that.
The meal fairy's going to provide lunch. PM, squeezing some pottering. A model painting in the man cave. That's per every day off work. This is going well, sir. Tea, meal fairy will sort it. Evening. Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, could anything be happening on a Wednesday evening? Gaming club, innit?
Yeah. I break habit.
I'm not sure I'm going out tonight because I've got, like, housework to do.
Ah, oh, you're so whipped.
It's like, we're going away in 2 days and I've got to empty the living room.
All right. Where's the letter finished?
Oh, no, there's more. Sorry, I'm getting on to my domestic bliss now.
Your shit. Right.
So amongst all this fun stuff, I'm not sure I'll get a chance to wish him happy anniversary myself. Aww. So I thought I'd better write into the show. Aww. Thanks for passing it on.
There we go.
Hannah.
Yeah.
The wife.
Yeah.
Geek widow. P.S. Listeners, tune in this time next year to see if Paul gets a fourth anniversary.
So nice.
Well, that was interesting. But I'm not sure that'll survive editing or not.
No, it can go in. I do have a retort and a defence.
Well, we know it's not this from Jeremy Kyle, mate.
But I'm guessing nobody probably wants to hear that.
I think this is the modern world.
Yeah.
It's like, I was trying to... How much people post on Facebook now?
Yeah.
All like... They have the... There was like... I was supposed to be going to a friend's party in a few weeks. And it was like a wedding anniversary. It was like a big one, like 20 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And his wife posted up, party cancelled due to unforeseen divorce.
Oh, my God.
On Facebook.
Oh, my God.
I guess like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, like...
Okay. I guess we're not coming to the party then.
Oh my God.
But you can never tell if that's somebody being serious.
Or just a
joke.
You can't get information. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like people like, oh my God. And there's no like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no context.
Context, yeah. Context is everything.
But I'm pretty sure they are getting divorced. So it's like, all right then. 20 years in, 3 kids in, all right. Okay, and then we had a. We sent out a little plea.
Yeah.
On Faceache.
Yeah.
Saying if people want to get involved and tell us, why they play Warmaster, to send in a little MP3. dwarfmaster.podcast@gmail.com, and we had some replies.
Yeah.
Which was, it could have been none.
Yeah, it could have been none. And we had, like, quality check them and cut them down to this elite number.
Elite four. Which is good, hey, man. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I don't think I've ever sent in an MP3.
Okay, right.
Have you ever sent an MP3?
No.
I'm not even sure I've even sent an email.
No.
So it's a big commitment. Yeah, they've got to record it, and they've got to send it in. So we're going to play those one at a time here, and then we're going to talk about our little questionnaire. Well, we'll answer the same questions. So for the four people that did send in, like, really big thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Like,
I know it's not an easy thing to do, and you're superstars for doing it.
Yeah, giving us any time is,
And there are people I know.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Not always in person, because I don't think I've ever met.
No, one we've never met. Yeah,
but I've certainly talked to him a lot. I'm sure he's on the rules committee.
Yeah,
so. So okay, so we're gonna play Janna's first. Janna's the man, the machine,
world,
the goat,
world champion,
the goat.
Yeah,
there's no gym, unfortunately.
He's
so Corey, that boy.
I know. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe he's a lecturer, would you?
No. But,
never mind. Anyway, here you go. Here's Janna's.
Hello, this is Alex Janaway, a.k.a. Janners. I'm from Saffron Walden, Essex. And why do I play Warmaster? Well, having grown up with Warhammer, I was always sort of frustrated that basically the figures were always just too big for the table. I never had that epic scope. So fast forward 15 years and suddenly, boom, Priestley delivers Warmaster. Perfect. What's my favourite army to play with? Easy, dwarves. And what's my wish for the future of Warmaster? Well, I guess that in another 30 years' time, I hope I'm still playing Warmaster in some awesome tournaments around the country, if not the world.
Okay, right, well, thanks for that, Janice.
Hey, Janice.
What a surprise about the dwarves.
Yeah.
I was thoroughly expecting him to say, well, what do you enjoy most about Warmaster?
Yeah.
Winning.
Okay.
What do you hope to be doing in 20 years' time? Still winning.
Still winning. with everything I turn my attention to. I'll smash with goblins next.
No, he won't.
Yeah.
He's tried that.
Yeah, he's tried that.
Okay, so thanks, Alex. That was,
Yeah.
The man, the machine, the goat.
Yeah, lead by example.
Next up, we've got Shane Streeting.
Yep.
Who we've met quite a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes to
all the
Colchester events.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure, does he make Saffron Walden?
It's
a slightly different. My memory's so shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Shane. So we're going to play Shane's recording now.
What is your name and where are you from? My name is Shane Streeting and I live in Kingshill in Kent. Why do you play Warmaster? I play Warmaster because it doesn't have any of the issues that I think other fantasy games have, whereby it's all about who has the shiniest sword or the best hero. Warmaster is far more about tactical play and how well you know your army. What is your favourite army to play with? My favourite army to play with still is going to be Orcs and Goblins, as they were my first army. I just find them to be so funny to play with, and they're just lots of fun. What is your one Warmaster wish for the future? I would really like to see Games Workshop re-release the models, even if they did it for a limited period, or if even better is that they would let a third-party company produce them under license. That would be great.
Okay, thanks a lot, Shane.
Yeah, thank you, Shane. Interesting wishes. You know, like, as in, because with the new how well Adeptus Titanicus has just sold on pre-order, like, literally, so a game from the 80s, Adeptus Titanicus, they've redone it, and this Grandmaster Edition, they've sold it out.
Milliseconds, as usual.
In hours, as in to the point where they're taking it back off the, other independent games.
£175 per petroleum.
Exactly.
Bam.
Which is a saving, but on the components.
Saving of the made up price that
they put on it. Yeah, that's true. But never say never. But, I mean, the problem is since Games Workshop did... Since Games Workshop did Age of Sigmar, they have not done a miniatures game.
They've not done nothing in the fantasy world that is major.
There's a game called Doomseeker, which is about a dwarf slayer in the fantasy world.
Well, you're talking about digital games, aren't you?
No, that's a board game.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, no, it was released. It was pronounced at Gen Con.
Oh, you mean it's a new game?
Yeah, it's a new game.
Oh, okay.
So, but they... what am I saying? I guess... I'd love it too if they redid it, or if they did it, or if they did like you suggest, a third license. Yeah.
I think the biggest problem is how awkward those strips are to cast.
Yeah.
There's a reason nobody casts in strips.
Yeah.
And it's because it's an absolute pain in the arse to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the way they sit in the mould, for the way you've got to vent every fucking feather on some fucker's hat. They're just a real pain in the arse, which is why they do individual miniatures, because it's way easier. And they were really rough on the moulds. I'm sure the moulders, GW fucking hated the casters hated having to do these.
Probably.
Hated it.
Yeah,
so what they probably do is the plastic Battle of the Five Armies type stuff.
Which, one piece.
Injects in there, they just fucking knock out millions of them.
Yeah. I mean,
likely to happen.
Yeah, never say never. I could see them redoing Battle of the Five Armies, because... because Rings is a range they will not let go.
And they've probably got the metal mould, so they last forever.
Yeah, so I could see them redoing that. God knows, really. But it is cool to hear how much. Again,
I don't think there was ever any real money in it for them.
No,
they used to sell them for like £5 and
stuff. Which would be more. What we said.
How
about,
much would it be? I think it'd be ten.
I think that's what they would charge. Yeah,
I don't think that's like fucking pocket money.
But it would. But they don't do metal models anymore. Like, everything's plastic.
Ooh, well, you wouldn't want these in resin. You wouldn't want to try and fine cast things.
Break.
It'd be awful.
GW doesn't do metal models anymore. Yeah. They haven't done metal models for years.
I think wargaming itself is a small hobby.
Yeah.
And Warmaster is a tiny part of a small hobby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean...
But, I mean, like...
Maybe they...
But the thing is, to GW... To a roundabout answer to the question, as in what you would wish for, GW's... marketing, they are kicking it with sales at the moment. They are rolling in profit.
Yeah, but it's new stuff. Good stuff.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, so who knows what they might do in the future? Like, is in a,
I wouldn't hold my breath.
No, exactly. But I'm saying a GW that was not selling well, you know they won't do anything but their core systems. But how well many different things they're putting out, like, who knows, you know?
I would say, if you're waiting on them redoing, you say, I'll wait in case we jump them. Don't wait for GW, it ain't going to happen, I don't think.
Yeah.
There's like a tiny percent chance.
Yeah, yeah.
When you can make £175 a box for new plastic stuff that sells out in like 3 minutes.
Which is 8 models in it. Yeah, that's it.
You're talking about an 8mm scale model that they're selling for £50.
Yeah.
And people are buying that, like, hand over fist at £50 a pop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's quite big.
Well, it's...
But yeah, I mean,
how big?
Well,
it's made of plastic.
In their scale of sizing to pricing, it does fit.
But that, again, it's an imaginary scale.
Yeah, of course it is. I know, but
then one of them's £1,200.
Yeah, well, I know. And you might win that if you buy from them direct.
£1,200.
What would you do with it?
There's no discount. You've got to buy it direct from them. £1,200.
Anyway,
that was the scale you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah. But let's carry on.
Fantastic. Right. Okay. So we'll go on to the next one.
Hello, Warmaster players. My name is Christopher Dingwall, and I represent Sweden on the Warmaster Rules Committee. I play Warmaster because the game always tells a story. Even the most hardcore tournament game will feature failed orders or blunders. It's almost as if the miniatures themselves want to say on the plan. This provides us with excellent war stories to remember, share, and enjoy. Having to pick a single army as favorite is hard, but it will have to be Empire. The army list features a good mix of units, and the painting options are unlimited. They were my first choice in this hobby, initially in Warhammer and then later in Warmaster. Long live Raglan! My one wish for Warmaster is that more people get to play it and enjoy it.
So the next one up was Christopher.
Yes.
Christopher Dingwall from Sweden and the Rules Committee.
Sweden.
It's a little bit hushed. I will work on... hopefully I did some work on it and made it a bit louder, which I can do without too much staticky shabba-shabba.
Yeah.
So he has some interesting things to say.
Yes, indeed. Likes Empire. Likes the narrative play that games always give you of failed orders, which is...
That's why I like...
Mm-hmm.
That's why a little bit of me... dislikes the half-paced automatic move.
Okay, well, and a bit of me, a lot of me, prefers it. But yeah, you know, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Because the beach manoeuvre works a lot better when you can fail an order and not turn and face it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Interesting about Reichland.
Yes.
Long live Reichland. Well, I'm not sure that's happening, fella. I think they're gone.
I think it blew up.
Things ended up very badly for Reichland.
Yeah. And most of everywhere else. But, like, you know... but, yeah, it's... I agree, yeah. It's just nice to hear. Like, yeah, he's been a good member of the committee. And it's like, maybe one day we'll meet him face-to-face.
I like the fact he likes Empire.
Mainstream.
I'd like them to have had ogres. I've said that a few times.
Yeah.
I think if they... Not maybe limited access to ogres. Maybe one per thousand. Well, I think
it couldn't be any more.
Yeah, but that would make a big difference
army. Yeah, because you would push that ogres where you need them to be.
Yeah, they could do what the other fellas can't do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, anyway, so thanks a lot for that, man. Thanks for writing it.
And thank you for, you know, supporting the committee as well.
Yeah, and supporting Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name's Chris Orr. I come from Belfast, but now living in London. I play Warmaster really for three reasons. Number one, I really like the rules. Once you've learned them, you can remember pretty much everything. And it's not all that often, really, that you have to look into the rule book. And that, for me, I really like, because it makes the game very simple and straightforward and fast to play. Second reason, the community of people who are playing the game. Everybody very, very nice, very welcoming, really, really great people, and a lot more sportsman-like, perhaps, than one would find with some of the other tabletop games. However, I suppose my favourite reason is all to do with the models. I like 10mm as a scale. I especially like the way that the rules have been made so that you can have pretty much anything you like as an alternate model, as a proxy model, and it doesn't affect the way the game plays. So you can be as creative as you like making your army, and you can still have exactly the same army on the tabletop as everybody else, which for me gives a very big creative scope, because model making and painting is the main thing that I enjoy about the hobby. My favourite army to play with, probably Lizard Men. Lizard Men, because I like the models. They've got good solid cavalry, very good solid infantry, and lots of dinosaurs. You know, what's not to like about all of that? My one wish for the future, I'd like to see more people playing the game, and I'd like to see everybody playing with really beautifully painted models. So hopefully everybody can get inspired by all the nice things we see on the Facebook groups and paint as beautifully as they can.
Okay, that was Chris Orr.
The
man, the machine, the legend.
The legend. The dentist of dentists.
He trains dentists.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Crikey.
Yeah.
And they're bright guys, dentists, generally. Yeah. So.
But no, he had some fantastic stuff there. So he said about the rules. I totally agree. Because it is easy to remember Warmaster rules compared to a lot of games.
What helps is hasn't really changed.
But if you don't play that often, you don't come to the table think, I can't remember how to play this game most of the time.
No.
Yeah, like, well,
the biggest problem is when editions change. Like, you've gone through, like, say, nine editions of Fantasy. You've got no idea what's going on anymore.
I put in Fantasy rules into Game of Thrones because I got them mixed up. Like, when I was trying, as in, of course. What he said about the community was fantastic. That picture we took at the London GT of us all, it was fantastic. I'd play all those guys every time, every opportunity.
It's very mature, though, isn't it? You've got to be honest. It's not like a kids' game. You don't get any 16-year-olds turning up.
But there were some young people. There was some young lads in Stirling.
Were there?
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Sterling.
Yeah, there was.
Well done.
Yeah, like,
that's because they'd been playing at the club and younger people have flashed
on. And they'd been introduced to it and borrowed stuff and,
It's not very Hero Hammer. It's not very wham bang. Wallop bang, is it?
It's as a game system, I think it would appeal to an older crowd anyway. You know, like, as in terms of what the game system is. Because it does toe its line into historical gaming, isn't it? But then keeps it fantasy. Like, you know, and there is a natural Warmaster Ancients, you know, game system there, which is very similar, just different units. You know, like, totally agree. I love the community option. And then the creativity as well. Yeah, you're totally right. Like, Warmaster allows you to be as creative as you want to be. Like, so he mentioned about Lizardmen armies. Well, and he likes dinosaurs. Well, there's nothing stopping you modelling a skink unit with a couple of dinosaurs in it if you wanted to. Like, if that was your thing, like, why not? You know, like,
you can have it all as dinosaurs.
Again, you could
make it all as dinosaurs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we're going to have to do our ones now. So thanks, Chris. That was brilliant, man.
All right.
As always.
Yeah.
Your star?
Yeah.
So, do you want to do yours?
You read. Ask me the questions.
Well, I've got to remember them now.
All right, we'll pull them up.
So, what's your name and where you're from?
Okay, so...
You don't need to do that one.
No, we only do that one. Yeah, like...
Why do you play Warmaster?
I would say it's for the fact that it has the perfect balance, to me, of competitiveness to enjoyment. You know, like, so when I go away to play an event, you know, like, I want to, like, you know, I like that it's practice rewards play. That's very good. I like that, but it's still got enough random element in it that I can't assume I know I'm going to win because my build's better than your build or whatever. It's like there has to be dice involved. And some of those dice are crucial. Like, if I put all the waiting on a few orders working and I fail those orders, you know, so be it. A game system does need that certain element of luck to it to make it appealing. Because if it's too binary, like a card, for me, if it's just like, I know all the outcomes, there's no dice involved, then, you know, that's not as appealing to me.
Okay.
So it's, I would say, the nature of the games, it's true tactics. It's true tactics. Because on the face of it, like chess, it's easy to learn, but to get really good at chess is quite dedicated. You know, it's in terms of, like, there is a difference between a chess master and you. You know, like,
well, he'll win.
Yeah, well, exactly. And there's a difference with, you know, if a new player played against Janners, like, Janners is probably going to win. You know, like,
yeah, Janners is the kind of, we always love about Janners. Yeah. Janners is the kind of guy that will get a new player in round two.
Yeah.
And, like, beat him like 2,000 points to nothing.
The table. You know, like, that's why I like to play Warmaster. It's obviously the fluff I love. You know, like, I know that world. I know what an orc is supposed to be in Warhammer. I know what a dark elf is supposed to be in Warhammer. You know, that is a great world build they've done. You know, and then but the game itself, to me, like, it would be like looking back at other game systems in terms of, like, oh, the games I used to play of fantasy, that would be like drafts compared to chess to me. Right. Where Warmaster's being the chess. Yeah.
Okay, right, favourite army?
Skaven. Yeah, like, yeah.
Skaven for the win.
Skaven for the win. I just love it again, but that's born out of fluff. I like what Skaven are supposed to be. You know, like, and the fact that they're an original GW creation, I don't think they've copied them off anybody else. You know, like, I would like to win an event with Skaven. That would be cool. Yeah, be very cool. If I could. Because they're not very, they're not
an event
good.
That doesn't contain Janners.
They're not very good, Skaven. But I like the fact they're not good because
they're not take tier 3. They're just
no. They're not the worst. No, they're not just good.
They're, you know, just, like, difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Difficult.
Future.
What would you like to see for the future?
Something that we will be talking about later is the. A continuing active tournament scene.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'm sure, like, that will,
because I couldn't event an event every month, but it'd be nice.
Well, not after that letter.
No, not after that letter. But that would be cool in terms of, like, a range of events to go to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, right, your turn.
From my side, why do I play Warmaster?
Yeah.
When I'm getting older, I'm beginning to realise that space is a real constraint, because mm-hmm. I've got a bit of a hoarding nature.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that they're small and you can store them, I have, like, a system where I have, like, metal drawers,
mm-hmm.
like very small filing drawers, and you can fit, like, an army in the drawer.
Yeah.
So I, in this filing cabinet, I can have, like, six armies.
Yeah.
You've got, like, what, a dozen armies on your shelves.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, if I had to save space, obviously they could be packed away, but I don't, like, so that's why they're out.
But the fact that they're small,
yeah.
that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Because I hated dragging around those big battle foam cases where you're like... Yeah, this is...
Well, like, again, when we went to the London GT and all of us are just carrying small little KR cases...
You take it out to dinner.
Take it out to dinner, couldn't you? It's like...
It's not like, oh, I've got to leave my stuff here overnight because there's too much to pack up now. Yeah. It's like, ding dong, little bag gone.
Yeah.
That's lovely. That's lovely. And they still look like what they're supposed to, even though they're small.
Yeah, I think yeah, exactly.
Like, and you get a sense of scale that you they try to do... In the 28mm game, but it just looks ridiculous. Like, you've got a horde of 200 goblins. It just looks fucking stupid.
I mean, having watched quite a few Age of Sigmar games recently at club and stuff, nah. It's too... it's 2 hours.
But those hordes, they just did my head in. Because you can't move the fucking things. They're so big, they just blunder through the table and just swallow up everything near it, because where else can anything go?
Exactly.
The thing covers like a quarter of the table. So I never liked that stuff. And here, I mean, one thing I would have liked was like variable unit size. I think sometimes we've got wood elves where you've got a unit of 2 stands.
Yes.
I think some of the and we've got maybe zombies are 4 stands.
Yeah, that's right.
I think a bit more variety on more stuff. Maybe on the number of units in a stands in a unit would have been good. Because although there is some variety, it's very, very rare.
And I think zombies used to be 4 stands, they're not 4 stands
anymore. Are they not?
No, they went to 4 hits.
So with like skirmishers, can add a 4 stand. But it's not very common.
No.
And I think some of the stuff could do with having more stands.
Maybe. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like that.
It would have to be pointed.
Yeah, you'd point it right, but that would be an easy way to represent like a horde of Skaven, wouldn't it? Like, because a unit of Skaven is 4 stands strong.
Yeah. And that would make them a little bit more resilient. Your army would be a little bit smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
But
less units, but there's more of those stands. Yeah.
And it would maybe slow down the bleed, because the problem is how quickly some of these units vaporise.
Get evaporated, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the new rules can, you get 2 rounds of combat, but that's more than enough to destroy, like, fucking Skaven.
Yeah. Carry on.
Oh, it is. Right, so favourite army, Lizardmen, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lizardmen, I love my Lizardmen.
Yep.
They're very good. even though they've had like rules changes.
Would you like them if they weren't good?
No.
Yes, he has you.
No, God no.
This is why this podcast works.
No, God no, no. I liked High Elves, but not the tournament version.
Yeah.
Which was weird because I didn't think the High Elves were good.
Yeah.
But the tournament version just made them boring. It stopped them being as good, but it also made them very, very, very dull. To play with or against. I think the other two elves have got miles more variety and miles more stuff to, miles more flavour.
I suppose it's there's the curse of being one of the original armies, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely one of the strongest early armies. Because it was, apart from dwarves, the only leadership 10, wasn't it?
So rarely repeated in all the armies. I mean, only 3 armies have leadership 10.
4 now, with the wood elves. Dwarves. Three elves and
elves.
All the fucking elves. And the dwarves. And the high elf has to pay more than anybody for the bloody...
God damn right he does.
180 points for the bloody leadership 10. Everybody else has to pay 155.
Yeah, because they've got negatives.
All got negatives. What's the dwarf negative again?
He's got no cavalry.
Oh dear. What about Chaos Dwarf? No, he's not leadership 10,
is he? He's not leadership
10. No, there you go.
I'm not
whinging about it. Anyway, so I would definitely be the old. It's the same as Christopher Orr said. I love the fact that the models look good.
Yeah.
I got them for a steal.
Yeah.
Like literally, I can't believe now looking back what I paid for them.
Yeah.
But anyway. I paid what I thought was a fair price. I had no idea. Anyway.
Context.
And then what would I like to see in the future?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to see the game still grow. I'd like to see GW do another edition, mate.
Well, we've already spoke about that.
Because that's what brings new people in.
Yes, of course.
New editions, stuff.
There's 2 points of mine in terms of organised events. I would love to see big events of Warmaster, but they would need to, as long as you had an absolute winner. That's why I always, like, events I'll try to run, I want to, like... I'd rather run a smaller event that had the proper rounds, like, sizing.
But imagine they did another edition. Yeah. I know it's a double-edged sword. You don't have to...
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. I don't have to pretend... I don't pretend that it wouldn't be without its problems.
Yeah.
Because it would be...
Because it would.
Full of fucking problems. Like, but they did it with Blood Bowl.
Yes.
And by and large, the community's adopted it.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's grown massively.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like exponentially.
Because
it's suddenly exploded.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, the models are really good quality. GW kicking it with a new Blood Bowl team, which RRPs from them at £20 and has loads of tokens and everything.
Yeah, imagine if they came back to this game and it was plastics and they did a new rule set and they got behind it.
Yeah.
You go from, like, say, 10,000 players worldwide to 100,000 players worldwide in the space of like in 3 months.
Yeah, well, look at how many players have bought into
Shadespire
or Adeptus Titanicus.
Or back like, in
so, what, so if you're, Kill compa- Team so if you're comparing Adeptus Titanicus to an 80s game, I wonder how many people were playing the 80s version of the game until, you know, and now compare that in a couple of weeks' time to how many people were playing Adeptus Titanicus.
Okay, see, and I don't know it would be a double-edged sword. I know, because they're not generally great on getting it right first time.
No,
rule sets.
But that's kind of, I kind of think, in a sense, that's kind of their appeal. To me, that's almost a bit of an appeal to me.
What, the fact they'll fuck it up?
They fuck up. Yeah.
And they would fuck up. But we'd have something to moan about, about.
Exactly,
and
exactly.
There'd be a lot more players. And stuff would be cheap.
Oh, cheap as chips, I think. Yeah.
But they'd never get as far out as things like Chaos Dwarf. No way.
None of their game systems have 23.
You look at Blood Bowl probably does, but you look at they haven't really gone very quickly, have they? They went quickly early doors, but they haven't really gone that far.
They haven't done a new team for Blood Bowl. But
they only did like maybe six teams. Is that as many as they've done in Plastic?
Actually, that is something about Blood Bowl. Yeah. It's surprising. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Like Dark Elves are the last ones. Have you seen the Dark Elf models?
They're lovely.
But they have not. You're right. They haven't done a lot of teams yet compared to what they probably could do. But I mean,
have another burst in later on or something.
Yeah,
so what you could do is they come in, do the six core net teams, six core armies, and that'd be it. Bang, boom. You want Empire? It is dirt cheap. You want Lizardmen? Good luck.
Yeah.
Right. So let's meet in the future. Yeah. So there we go. My future is controversial.
Hey man, you seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet ass 10mm ogres, man. I could bother up, man, I'm jonesing.
Quit your jibber jabber, fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
So we're going to wrap it up now. We've got the plan for the next 100 episodes, which is try and do another 100 episodes.
Try and do another 100 episodes. Obviously, we need to run through and do army reviews for the armies that are outstanding.
And keep up to date with any changes.
Keep up to date with changes. There's quite a lot of playtesting me and Barry need to do. I need to write Winter Roller 19.
Okay.
So there's lots to be done. The reason I write it is for tournaments. In the last couple of days on the Facebook group, there's been a lot of chat about events. We'll just talk about it right now.
Okay, do that.
So January, there could be me running one in Colchester, or February in Guildford for BonesCon.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. BonesCon will tell me next month whether I'm allowed to run an event there or not.
Yep.
March, April, Saffron Walden's doubles and team event. May will be a London
doubles.
Double slash team.
They're always good fun.
May will be at the London GT, and that will be me running that.
Is that definitely happening? I haven't heard much from them.
No, but it will. I think.
I would have thought.
I don't know the venue, but it will be in London. June, North of the Wall in Stirling, and November, Saffron Walden Triwiz individuals. Then that has led to like a cry out for some more events for people to run.
Janice has been running this, hasn't it? Well done, sir.
Somebody's mentioned about possible event in Cambridge, event in Belgium, event in Birmingham, people support for that, and also there's an event the week after the Triwiz in November, a Warmaster event which has popped out of nowhere. I'm just trying to see if I can see the podcast, as in the post about it. There it is. Warmonger Miniatures, Shedling. I'm going to be running a 3-round 2000-point Warmaster Revolution tournament this fall at the Fall Inn Historical Miniatures Gaming Society.
This is in America, yeah?
Warmonger. First game, mustn't it? So, 9 a.m., second at 1 p.m., third at 5 p.m. We've got room for 10 players. Where is? Oh yeah, Pennsylvania. So Pennsylvania. Fall Inn, 9th, 11th. No wonder that. Oh well, never mind. Yeah. So, because I said, isn't that close to trouble? But of course, it's over the pond.
A different continent, sir.
Yeah,
different continent.
But the places are the same.
Well,
but
they're American, I can't imagine why.
It's Pennsylvania. America.
Okay, good.
There you go. That's just popped out of nowhere. That's fantastic.
Well done. Well, I like Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure I'll make it over there.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, good invasion at Warmaster at Fall In.
Do it. If you're in the Penn State area,
yeah.
Make yourself available.
Awesome idea.
Okay, right. So that was episode 100. If you want to get hold of us, Warmaster Facebook page, although you can send warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com. You can find me very occasionally on the Specialist Arms Forum. I need to get more active on there. Paul, you can find him on Facebook. He's always on Facebook.
Yeah.
But congratulations not only to your third anniversary, and maybe hopefully a fourth. Paul got promoted. We didn't mention that.
So yes.
He had an interview in the morning and was promoted by lunch.
Yeah.
In true NHS style.
Yeah.
Backdated to before the interview started, no doubt, the pay.
So I'm now a charge nurse, junior charge nurse.
Sister, I'll call you from now on.
You can if you want.
Well, that's what it was in the old money.
A hot hips Houlihan, I also respond to.
Hot hips Houlihan.
Yeah, like...
Next stop, matron.
Matron. I said mantron.
Is it?
Yes, if you're a male matron.
You get called mantron.
Mantron.
That sounds like a machine or a dance or something. The Mantron. Okay, so that was a Warmaster Podcast episode 11.
Yeah.
11. 11, 11.
Hello, 100.
100 with Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.
Would you like to know more?